Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's King SRM's Nick Sorrell.
A boy was killed in an ATV accident in Anchor Point last Thursday. It is the third ATV crash on the peninsula to result in a serious injury since last July and the second to cause a fatality. According to the Alaska State Troopers, they were notified of the crash just before 6 p.m. on January 23rd and that it had occurred on a trail near Cape Nanilchik in Anchor Point. The initial report indicated that the crash included injuries. State troopers and EMS responded to the area. Troopers say that after a preliminary investigation, they determined that an adult male and a juvenile were riding a side-by-side with a group of other family and friends when a small tree became lodged in the wheel well of the side-by-side and impaled the juvenile male. The man driving the ATV immediately evacuated the child to awaiting first responders, the trooper report says. Despite life-saving efforts by first responders, however, the young boy was declared deceased at the scene. His body was sent to the state medical examiner's office for autopsy. His next of kin have been notified. In July of 2024, another Anchor Point resident, a woman, was killed as a result of an ATV accident. And a few weeks prior to that, two teens were seriously injured after an ATV accident in Sterling. The Environmental Protection Agency has a new Region 10 administrator after an appointment from President Donald Trump. Here's KSRM's Peyton Hernandez with more.
Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation Commissioner Emma Pokin has been selected by President Donald J. Trump to be the new Region 10 administrator at the United States Environmental Protection Agency. Commissioner Pokin says it has been an incredible privilege to serve in Governor Dunleavy's cabinet and to be a member of DEC's leadership for the last 5 years. Quote, I'm grateful for the opportunity to continue public service in this new role and look forward to working with EPA leadership and Region 10 to ensure balanced implementation of the nation's environmental laws, end quote. Governor Mike Dunleavy said, I can't think of any Alaskan better suited to oversee federal environmental regulations and laws for Alaska. She has performed an admirable job leading the Department of Environmental Conservation and protecting Alaska's pristine land and waters. Pokin was appointed commissioner by Governor Dunleavy in December of 2023. Her last day at the department will be February 5th of this year. Deputy Commissioner Christina Carpenter will serve as acting commissioner pending the governor's selection of a new DEC commissioner. For KSRM News, I'm Peyton Hernandez.
U.S. Senator Dan Sullivan of Alaska, a member of the Senate Commerce, Science, and Transportation Committee, on Wednesday received commitments from Howard Lutnick, President Trump's nominee, to be the Secretary of Commerce to visit Alaska. He also received commitments from Lutnick to champion the interests of Alaska's fishermen and seafood industry.
Well, I love to fish, and I'm happy to commit to you. The fishermen, the United States of America, are one of our great assets, and it's easy for me to promise to take care of them.
Sullivan also got commitments from Lutnick to help implement President Trump's Unleashing Alaska's Extraordinary Resource Potential executive order and to work to advance the Alaska Liquefied Natural Gas Project. Senator Sullivan posed his questions to Mr. Lutnick during his confirmation hearing before the committee. During his question period for Lutnick, Sullivan highlighted the serious challenges facing Alaska and America's fishermen, including the decade-long unfair non-reciprocal seafood trade relationship between the U.S. and Russia, which was fixed by executive orders in 2022 and 2023.
Russia bans everything and they can import everything here. Ridiculous. Same with China. You're a sales guy, products guy. I want you to commit to me to promote American freedom fish, Alaska freedom fish, and don't allow communist fish from Russia and China coming into our markets.
We got to get rid of those communist fish.
Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Friday. This is KSRM News.